I'm visiting with Michelle Lavallee with Raven. And first of all, Michelle, for folks that don't know you, tell us a little bit about what you do for the company.
Well, you bet. So I've been with Raven now just for a little over a year. And I lead the global sales and marketing for the Applied Technology Division, which is really our precision ag division. And it's been a lot of fun this last year. A lot of change going on in this business. I think most people don't realize that this is a technology business and high growth. Who knew farming could be cool, right?
That's right. And I understand that, speaking of growth, that Raven is growing, doing some real serious expansion. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we were just so excited. You know, we have been really focusing on overseas markets because we know that that's really where the growth is in terms of their adoption overseas of precision agriculture products in particular. So we look at the world of about, a million and a half to 2 million, or excuse me, billion worldwide market for precision ag, and kind of going up to that 3 and 3.5 billion. But a lot of that is coming from overseas. So the intelligence we have shows that the growth is about 25% expected overseas, where in the U.S. it's really much less, between 12 and 13%. So I've just reorganized my team and put in a business development leader, Jeff Rolina, and he has really gone out with his own team and is focusing on all different parts. We have some focus areas, but just recently we've signed deals in Mexico, Thailand, and the Philippines, which is a lot of fun, and different crops and different market segments too.
How would you describe other kind of comparisons between, you know, when you have to look at these new markets, you know, what does that mean? What are some of the challenges that you face and have to overcome to, because I know certainly language is just one of those, right?
Yes, that's true. And fortunately, we've been able to hire folks in a lot of these markets. We've sold into 57 different countries now, and we have a presence in 8 different countries where we're actually employing the folks on the ground. So we have native speakers, which is helpful. But, you know, one thing is, the sale is one thing, but you've got to support it. And so that has implications for our call center. So folks have to speak those languages in our call center for help. And then also, it's not just enough to have a website anymore. You also have to have an app. And so we've realized that all those have to be translated. So we're proud that we've just finished translations into 6-7 different languages on our apps as well as on the website. So all the things that go along with the service on the selling side, we're seeing. But some of the other things from, the technology side is, we have big presence in Russia, for example, which is kind of interesting right now, and in Eastern Europe. And a lot of the things that they're adopting are what maybe we were using here, 10, 15 years ago. So we're finding that we can use the product lines that we were using then to apply, especially on the application control and steering market.
Well, I guess this means you get to do a little bit of traveling as a part of all this.
Actually,
right?
That's the fun part of the job. When you're in agriculture, that touches so many. So, food is such a component of all the cultures. And so that's been really fun. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to join Raven and join to get into the precision ag world. So just Friday, we got home from Russia, which is kind of interesting timing, given what's going on with their politics there. And we hesitated for a moment when we went. When we landed in Moscow, the news was just that the U.S. was putting sanctions on Russia. So we paused for a moment, but we got right on the plane and went the rest of the way. I'm very really quite excited about our markets in Russia as well as the Ukraine, and confident we're going to be able to get through those things. But of course, we have teams going all over the world. I think our frequent flyer miles are pretty unbelievable. Jeff's been to China 3 times now in the last couple of months, and Jeff Molina, who's really taken over this development and is going again next week. So yeah, we're keeping the airline top of check.
It certainly sounds like it. Well, congratulations on the growth, the expansion that Raven is undergoing, and we certainly look forward to keeping in touch as things develop.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity to talk.